mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's been a year plus since they proved the human papillomavirus for mass use, though it's still listed as experimental. Caused quite a few deaths, serious autoimmune diseases. I mean, we're talking horror movie, blood coming out of the eyes, every other orifice. We got an expert coming on, an investigative journalist who's been tracking all this coming up in the next hour. In this hour, we're going to have open phones, talk about Campaign 2008, talk about Benazir Bhutto, talk about a bunch of Big Brother police state news I've got here in front of me as well. But right now, let's start going to your calls. Muhammad, Mike, Leo, Robert, Mike, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Muhammad in Britannia, or Albion, I should say. I like the ancient name of England, don't you? Muhammad from Albion, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today?
All right. I've got just a couple of points that I just wanted to express. First of all, I really have a great respect for you, and I think you're doing a great job. But I should admit that I'm really confused, you know, because have you heard of Aramco before?
Yes.
You have heard of Aramco?
Yes. Why don't you...
Sorry?
Yeah, oil company in Iran.
No. Aramco is the Arabian American oil company. This is the biggest oil company in the world.
No, I know, but they've been involved trying to get back into Iran.
No.
It was Anglo-American Oil, and then a bunch of mergers happened, what, in the 50s? And then Aramco was also in Libya?
This is Saudi-based. This is only Saudi-based, okay?
Well, I know about Aramco, but just fill me in. I'm trying to go back to memory there.
Aramco is a Saudi-based, Saudi-American company, okay? And,
see, my memory tells me the British are involved in that, from what I've read, but fill me in.
I mean, you can go and search this in Wikipedia.
No, I believe you.
I've got massive information about that. But Aramco...
I just know Aramco's been real mad at Iran and the reports I've seen. Aren't they always trying to push to overthrow things there?
Yeah, okay. Saudi is the biggest oil producer in the world, right?
Yes.
They produce 10 million barrels a day.
They're the king daddies of OPEC, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The thing is, what I'm really confused about your campaign, okay, although I really respect you, is that, you know, when you mentioned I just listened to this on YouTube, when you said that a big portion of Fox News is owned by Arabs and Hollywood is owned by Arabs, you know, I wonder where do you want to go with this, you know?
Well, no, let me be specific on that. I was saying that the stock markets are being bought up by elite rich Arab families. And I said,
like who?
And if you'd like, I'll actually go pull all the numbers up. Let me just put you on hold so I can answer this question, and I'm going to let you come back and comment on it. Because here's the problem. I've studied all this stuff, and then you bring it up, and it takes me usually a few seconds to try to, you know, go back and pull up my memory on it. And that's been misrepresented or taken out of context, what I've said. Hollywood was founded by New York Jewish interest, and Hollywood is about 80% Jewish. That is the owners of the major institutions. And then for some reason, like 15% of the rest is owned by Italians because they financed a lot of the Jews that went out there. And believe me, I've been out to Hollywood quite a few times. A lot of people, there are a lot of Italians involved as well. So that's clear. But now the big multinational conglomerates that are buying up movie chains and buying up major pieces of Universal and Sony and you name it, are Arab. And that was a couple months ago when I talked about that, Muhammad. I was mentioning that the majority of world stock markets, and that was in the Financial Times of London, London Guardian, were now controlled and owned by the Saudi princes, by folks out of Dubai, Qatar, Jordan, and I was saying that there's a diverse power elite.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, during that short three-minute break, I typed Dubai by Stock Exchange into Google and click news. I got 152 news stories. Board of Sweden OMX recommends Bors deal bid NASDAQ OMX share. And then you can type Arabs buy British Stock Exchange. You can type, just any stock exchange you want. Asian stock exchanges, you name it. And, of course, this is the problem you get into. I come on air and I say the Pope's called for a new world order. Tony Blair's become a Catholic, so he can be the head of Catholic Europe. They had said that if he could force England or try to force England into the EU, he would get the EU chairmanship. And they said, oh, no, that's rotating. He's not allowed to have it. England won't get it for six more years. And I said, you just watch, and now it's happening. And now it's mainstream news that he's doing it. And then I get calls, you're anti-Catholic. How dare you bash Catholics? I have nothing against Catholics. I'm not Catholic, but I have Catholic friends. Catholics are good, hardworking people. No, I have nothing against against Protestants. But Pat Robertson, I do. He calls for abortion and China and says that Giuliani's good. I don't get into all these groups. When I say Saudi Arabia, imports the sex slaves and they're 10,000, or plus princes are absolutely out of control and decadent. I grew up in Dallas, folks. I've seen it. Had some of them living in the neighborhood, up on the end of the neighborhood with the big mansions in it. And these are the low-level people. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen it. And, when I talk about their incredible corruption, how they're in bed with the U.S. government staging terror attacks, how they were in bed funding the Mujahideen against the Russians, And I'm not saying the Mujahideen was bad against the Russians. The point is they didn't start fighting back in the mid 80s. They started the attacks on the Russians, and the U.S. was funding them to do it. It was a setup. And the U.S. funded Muslims to attack the Serbs. And then Muslims call up and say, how dare you say those weren't freedom fighters against the evil Serbs? Hey, whatever. You had the New World Order backing you. The Arabs aren't clean. The Persians aren't clean. The Americans aren't clean. The Jews aren't clean. The Brits aren't clean. Evil is in high places, just like the Bible says. And, we wrote articles about it. We posted the articles. The British Stock Exchange is now 50%+ owned by a consortium of Arabs. Fox News. Murdoch only has, last time I checked from memory, like 29%. But he has the largest chunk of stock. But then they did contract deals where even though the Arabs have more than that, I mean, one guy, I think, owns like 18%. One Arab out of Saudi, I know, owns like 18% of Fox. That was a big controversy. There's a bunch of others. So, but they've got deals where he still gets to be the chairman of the board, and that his family gets to continue to control it, a News Corp. And the Arabs are invested in weapons stocks. I mean, it's public who owns the Carlyle Group, Queen of England. Then it's the Bin Ladens under that, then the Bushes. Now, does that then indict all Arabs? No. But everybody knows those Arabs are puppets. Everybody knows the British created Saudi Arabia. Everybody knows that they went into Egypt, everywhere else. They set up Iraq. They did what they want, when they wanted. They helped break up the Ottoman Empire after World War I and broke up a lot of it before World War I. And so when I say that the Arabs are coming in and owning large sections of Hollywood, that's true. Do they run it? No. But do they own large sectors of it, and are some of the major production houses now leveraged and owned? I mean, my gosh, all these state funds now and AAA-rated corporate paper that wasn't AAA. I mean, in the last month, it's been 9 times out of 10, it's Arabs coming in with all the oil money, with the depressed dollar being down, and they've got petrodollars that are above that, and they put theirs in other investments. They're buying up everything. I mean, is it any secret that Japanese in the 80s bought up a bunch of stuff? Does that say Japanese run everything? No, it doesn't. I'm just stating who's buying up this country. Americans own the minority of this country now. You want to know who owns this country? Let me just go down the list for you. British royal families, British dynasties, then Jewish dynasties. Then after that, you get German dynasties. Then after that, you get Arab dynasties. Then you get Japanese dynasties. And Forbes does a list of it. And that's who owns this country. And they're all in the same club. They all go to the Bilderberg Group together. They're all in bed together. And they could care less about, you know, whether they're Arab or Jewish. They just like to go around and stage terror attacks and control us the cattle. So, Muhammad, you got the floor. Go ahead and finish up any statements you've got.
I just wanted to make, okay, you make a lot of sense there, okay? But can I just add a piece of information there? Okay, I agree with that. And I've even heard that almost 20% of Citigroup is owned by Waleed bin Talal, who is
There's no heard about it. They just came in and bailed Citigroup out a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay? But do you understand that the Saudi government, okay? I mean, first of all, calling the country Saudi Arabia is racist, okay? Hello, can you hear me there?
Okay, well, what would you like me to call it?
No. I'm saying them calling it Saudi Arabia. You know, imagine if you become the president of the USA and you call USA Jonesia, okay?
Well, that's because it was the House of Saud.
Yeah, but you see, that's the problem, you know.
I know. That's the group, the British.
Muslim nation, they're slaves. They're stealing the oil. Okay.
Well, I know, sir. I know they're complete.
The most corrupt government on earth, probably.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. But they don't call the shots. That's the problem, you see. They don't call the shots. I'm not saying they should be calling the shots. Okay.
Well, no, they don't call the shots. They're told where to invest their money. They're told what to do.
You know, they're slaves, you know.
Well, the people certainly are slaves over there.
No, I mean, these governments themselves. Do you know that Bandar bin Sultan, who was the ambassador of Saudi Arabia to USA for 20 years, he knew about the attack, you know, the invasion of Iraq before Colin Powell? Do you know that?
Yes, of course.
He was informed before the Secretary of State of your country was informed that your country was going to go into Iraq.
Well, of course they had to make sure it was okay because they were going to be there with bases.
So you see, you know, what a corrupt network we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's not even, look, the U.S. doesn't exist anymore. You're not going to get, wherever you're from, or you, whatever you hail as your land, I guess you're British, you're not going to get your country back until the people understand that. See, as long as the facade goes on, Muhammad, this is a global government of global corporations with global laws that they set for us where they financially control everyone, and there's only 20% of the wealth left in the people's hands. They're busy taking that now, and they openly say when that's out of our hands, they don't even need us anymore, and they plan to kill us. I appreciate your call. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, I got to jump, Muhammad. I got to get to other people. I had you on for 10, 15 minutes. Most of it was me babbling. But call back again some other day and we can talk more. Michael in New York. Go ahead, Michael. Michael just dropped. I mean, this is insane. Leo in Mass. Go ahead. Come on, Leo.
Yeah, hi. Hey, tell me, is Ozombie bin Laden really dead?
Yeah, according to CFR people I've talked to, according to a White House source out of Austin, and I said this 6 years ago, by the way, I mean right after 9/11, actually about 5.5 years ago, bin Laden died shortly before 9/11, and they have his body frozen. He died of kidney failure, so the family, in exchange for more weapons contracts and building contracts, which they did indeed get, and that's why they call him a hero in Saudi Arabia and other places in the media. Even Bandar Bush, the ambassador at the time from Saudi Arabia to the U.S., told Larry King Live, don't talk bad about bin Laden. I mean, it's like it's kind of the two worlds coming together. Bush's best buddy, they call him Bandar Bush. That's how they operate. And so he just took the honor of playing that part.
So does that mean we can fire the grave diggers?
Well, I mean, the special forces time and time again would capture number one, number two, and Al-Qaeda and be ordered to release them. And special forces colonels would come back and, you know, report on it in the news. And then it would just be buried in the back of the paper. But, yeah, they flew 6,000 Taliban Al-Qaeda commanders out to Pakistan to safety so they can run around and, you know, at least play the Hollywood part of it. And then you got the grandson of the head of the ADL running everything and is the head Al-Qaeda guy and... I mean, they don't even hide the fact that the ADL, grandson of the ADL is the new commander. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, the important thing is there's this new story out on World Report about the Vice President Cheney's aide getting shot dead at close range. Is worldreports.org pretty solid?
I don't know that site. I've got to go check it. I saw that this morning, and Mike Rivero says it looks like it's a hoax, but I don't know. I've got to look into it. I saw that this morning, and it doesn't, I mean, we'll find out. I mean, I've seen some of these other sites. Oh, and that's something I've never attacked people that attack me. I don't know about this World Report thing. It doesn't look very credible. I'll say that. But other sites, that attack me now, I watched what they did. For a couple years, they did credible reports. Then I started sliding in ways that were clearly meant after they got a name. They get a name of credibility, they get ensconced, then they act totally nuts to discredit because they're on payroll to do it. That's the operating formula. And this is not to talk about me. It's so you can become informed and know how things work. And then I would see them suddenly come out and say, Barbara Olson is alive, you know, the lady that supposedly died on 77, and she was arrested. Or there's $50 trillion that's going to be released to this guy who's friends with the head of the Keebler Elves. Or nukes are going to go off in Houston, and they even have some people traipse around to kind of create that story. Or, and I'm not even saying the people reporting on it most of the time even know they're being used. That nuke thing was a little more credible than the other things I mentioned. I mean, that's really weird. I'll tell you that. It stinks, though, big time. Let me think. I mean, they're just been. It's always the same players, though. You know, just putting out wild, you know, there were shootouts in the Chicago subway. Mossad saved us. There were shootouts in the New York subway. That gets a lot of attention, and then it gets discredited, and they pop up under other, and then that's the very crowd that then attacks me. And that's because it's their job, too, folks. My goodness, it's obvious.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
See how we've been engineered and designed to just always nitpick at each other down here? You ever thrown a bunch of crabs into the same bucket whenever you're out crab fishing? You ever done that? and you throw a line out there with bacon or whatever, or hot dog, and they grab on it because they're greedy, and you just slowly drag them into the shore and throw them in a bucket. When one starts trying to climb out, the others come over and grab onto him and pull him down with their pinchers. But as long as you lay in the bottom supine, they leave you alone. But I see the people starting to break out of that mindset, and that's what's exciting. Let's talk to Robert in Texas and then Mike in Georgia. Robert, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk about, do you know who Obama Girl is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Well, Obama Girl is just a blogger on YouTube, probably, you know, corporate back, no doubt. But she gained a lot of fame by making these videos for Obama's campaign, basically. And I received in the MySpace monthly newsletter a video from her. Of course, you know, MySpace is owned by News Corp.
Yeah, for those that don't know, what MySpace does is, again, they choose what they send out to you. YouTube chooses what they put up on their main page, and they try to suppress all our stuff. Go ahead.
Well, so I'm watching this video, and it's Obama Girl, who is very attractive, I will say that much. She's by the pool in a bikini with all of her hot friends, and you know, it's like a pop song format. And all these guys walk up, you know, your typical feminized American young males with all of their, you know, designer clothing on and their haircuts and all this. And they come up, and you know, the guy pulls out his iPhone to ask for her number. And she says, "I'm sorry, I only want a man who's fighting for the USA." And then a soldier walks up and with his arms crossed, and the three guys kind of scurry off very girlishly. And then the rest of the video is just this huge montage of girls in camouflage bikinis prancing around talking
Send that to Aaron Dykes. We'll get a Jones report up on it. Email it to Aaron at Infowars.com. That's the type of stuff we should be reporting on. You know, I don't watch a lot of TV, but over the holidays I watch 10 times more than I usually do, probably an hour or two a day with family visiting or visiting family with instant total sports worship going on constantly. And every ad is the good-looking cool girl buys this product, but the other girl who's a failure doesn't. Or the guy who gets the girl drinks this beer, but the guy that doesn't get the girl doesn't drink this beer. Or the guy that gets the girl and the job drives this car, but the guy that doesn't drive the car doesn't. Or the guy that gets the girl joins the Marine Corps. No, what you get is injected with cancer viruses, your arms and legs blown off, and no real medical care. But it's the same thing in Nazi Germany. They told women, just give sex to men in the military and the Waffen-SS. And so men would and they literally had giant public houses where the hottest women in Germany went just to give themselves to the men. It's base psychology. And, yeah, of course Fox News is behind Hillary. They're campaigning for her. Her VP is going to be Obama. So Fox is behind him. That's, of course, come out. And then you can't tell Republicans, who are also under the News Corps control, that they just aren't sophisticated enough. And yeah, that's the bottom line. I told you. I mean, how many years have I said it's going to be men in black uniforms with armbands with the most beautiful, dynamic women worshiping them on television? Then women in the real world see that and will actually go out and grovel to black uniform Nazis. And this is the new system. And this is how they operate. See, we're tribal creatures, and we go by example. And so they, Fox Media and all their incarnations, if you noticed, also always shows men as chicken-necked, pathetic creatures. The women never like seeing them with a sword or a gun. The women always boss them around. The men are like frozen at age 10, picking their nose, making fart jokes, unable to string a sentence together. And then they'll also have a nerd-type guy who gets the girl, though. And then, see, men see that, and then they at a subconscious level, were meant to see the big tribal leader who could kick anybody's butt, who could march up the hill, who could hunt down the grizzly, who could do everything, who could navigate through the fords, who could, you know, traverse the planet in their Viking ship. No, not now. It's a little drooling chicken neck. And the women see that then and think chicken neck them is what they want. Then they get it and they're not happy. Then the family falls apart.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolutions eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I literally burn with passion and desire. I could literally taste it as my teeth clench and lock together. I can feel my ancestors' victories against tyranny and the great battles they fought, the struggles of the species. Everything it is to be human, I can feel it coursing through my very bones, my heart, my guts, the sinews in my forearms, my fists that are cracked and arthritic, burn with power. All of you have that same human spark. Your destiny is to build. Your destiny is to create. Your destiny is to be free. Free of bondage. Free of lesser men's control. And I want you to stand up. And I want you to get focused. And I want you to stop being afraid of turning your own personal destiny and the power that God has put in each of us. We are literally made in the image of the creator of the universe. You realize that's why the New World Order hates you? That's why the devil hates you? And that's why they're so afraid of us? We are literally not even an embryonic form of what humanity is going to become. We have not even become larvae yet, ladies and gentlemen. And every ounce of my being only wants to see the species do well and to grow and to turn into what we are to become. All of our trials, all of our tribulations, everything we are. And you look at who our heroes are today, basketball players, football players, things that mean nothing today and will mean even less tomorrow or next year. No longer is it the people that stand up against tyranny that are the heroes. No longer is it the people that save burning children from a building. No longer is it individuals who invent incredible new technologies. No longer. They know how to take your heroes and give you false heroes. They know how to punch your buttons and manipulate you. And it's time that you literally break out of that cage. It's time for you to bust out and break out like the Incredible Hulk. It's time to get wild. There's nothing that can stop us if we just turn it all loose. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, I can feel the freedom. You can break through the New World Order right now. You can stop being a slave right now. Oh. Just a kiss away. All these people that hate beauty, all these people that hate strength, all these people that want to turn you into a pile of stupid, dull-eyed weakness. They make me sick. Everything in me wants life and green fields and happiness running over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I'm fired up. I'm real fired up. Because I know the stakes, I know the cost, I know what we're facing, I know what it means, and I refuse to die in some ditch on my knees or in some jail cell with a couple of filthy, sadistic pieces of trash having their way with me. If we're going to go down, we're going to go down fighting 100,000%. In my wild waving of arms, I just knocked all the notes off. Just IM me who the callers are. Usually have on the IM screen, but I'm writing it down on a piece of paper. They're up in Minnesota. I'm down here in Texas. And you bet I'm a maniac. That's what built this country. That's what built our civilization. That's what it's all about. That's what reality is. Psyches and intellects and souls on fire. Gusto, life being enjoyed to its fullest, thanking God for everything, the light pouring through the windows, the trees, the birds, the sky, the grass. Everything is just a magical moment all around you, and you're bored. All around you, you're bored. Well, fine, be bored with all the beauty and majesty around you, but you ought to be horrified by the evil breeding and growing all around you. Believe me, for all the rage and anger I have for the New World Order and the energy you see and hear manifest because of my anger at them, it is nothing compared to the absolute happiness and overflowing gift that I thank God for every day that is the beautiful creation and is the amazing gift of consciousness. Literal consciousness. I can create. I can write a book. I can make a film. I can paint a field of sunflowers on a canvas. I can hold my children above me and toss them into the air. I can drink a big goblet of cold, delicious orange juice and feel the life-giving vitamins as they flood into my stomach. I can do it all. And I'm here one time, only one time. during the break, what got me fired up is I was just thinking about how I wanted to make films about the propaganda of the police state. I mean, I could make one in a month. I could just take news clips and drug ads and psychologically sit there and play a clip in front of an audience. I just want to make 50 films. I want to make 100 films. I want to warn people about every facet of it right now. It's all documented. And I could sit there and show them, all right, here's basic mammalian technology. This guy's drinking this beer. He sees the girl. She looks at the beer, thinks he's pathetic, looks back over at the other meatball who's got the proper beer, and she runs off with him. Base mammal psychology. And then they tell you that they're not even propagandizing you. That is only the tip of it. And they have all that base psychology for about half the public. Then they have thousands of other strains and flavors that they use on the rest of you. And so somebody calls in like that last caller and tells me about the Obama girl with the troops. I mean, that is the most base fascist propaganda or Soviet propaganda. They both did it. The luscious women out there with a gaggle of troops. And by the way, men, you're not going to get the women. You're going to get your arms and legs blown off. You're going to get brainwashed and your head shaved. And the government will test chemical and biologicals on you. And when you're dying of radiation poisoning from DU, they're not going to help you. That's another thing. How do they lead all the little kids onto the slave boat in Pinocchio with the beer and cigars and have a party, be radical? No, because they want you to be a bunch of jackasses, and that's what you'll turn into, is a bunch of donkeys for slaves to pull stuff out of their minds. I don't like seeing you be a slave. I remember being about 11 years old when I started becoming a fighter, and then later I got pride in it and it became something evil. But it's a drug. And I remember watching kids who'd flunked two or three grades who had mustaches beating up some little runt. And I remember going over and telling them to stop, and I remember them attacking me and fighting back and then not getting in trouble because they, you know, were witnesses at what they'd done. And then I remember four kids beating me up who were like 16 later, you know, when I was like 12. And I remember later finding them and taking three of the four on. But... you know, the whole point is that I have never liked watching some little person cornered with a bunch of scum having their way with them. And I just literally, at a primitive level of the New World Order, just want to take a big old battle axe and just wade into them and just, you know, just really get into it, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to do that in the info war. And so I have all this rage and this energy and this tidal force where I just want to take action against them. And I want to see you turn it loose. Ah, just turn it loose. Come on. You can turn it loose too. But it's got to be real. Not some image or facsimile you've got in your mind. You got to really get down into your soul and you got to turn loose the freedom. You got to really become a human being. You got to get back to what it is to be a man, to be a woman. And all the psychological triggers and bull they've engineered into us to ninny and nitpick and act like a bunch of scumbag monkeys with each other. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Advertising 101, Edward Bernays. Sigmund Freud. Right through to modern time. They all agree the woman, you target the woman. She buys 80% of the household items and products. She makes the choice generally of even the car. She makes the choice generally of the upholstery. She makes the choice of the plates. She makes the choice of the deodorant. She makes the choice of the couches. She makes the choice of where the kids go to school. She suddenly does it. She suddenly runs the cave. She runs the nest, even if she's working. So when she's not working, the state now becomes the person running the nest. But it's more than that in sales. What the woman does, the men follow. The women have the children, so follow the men. First you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Women, do you like your liberation? Do you like what the establishment has given you in the name of feminism? Men don't even desire it anymore. They're too busy satiating themselves with computer images. men act like lobotomized, gibbering monkeys. All you look good for is for competition with other women when it means nothing. You end up being 45, you haven't had children, you bought into it, now your clock, your very gut, your soul's telling you you want them, and it's too late. And what are you going to find? Some chicken-necked little penny-pinching yuppie who wants to fart around with you? And then you'll just infight with him because that's all you've been trained to do. Why don't you just take your head and bash it into a wall and get fired up? Why don't you take all their conditioning and just rip it off of you? All their labels, all their bull, all the groups you think you're with, all the names, all the liberal, conservative, all of it. And just, why don't you just start flopping around on the ground? Why don't you just break all your conditioning? Get real! That's what it's all about. Just get real. Stop the games. I see most of you adults, I mean 98% of you, put on an act. You're in a subclass, a sect, a certain little club you're in. It could be religious. It could be sporting. It could be, oh, I'm a trendy. Oh, I'm a pib. I'm a liberal. I'm a hippie. I'm a cowboy. I'm a blah, blah, blah. And all of that stuff's fine if it's a very small part of who you are. But no, that's who you are. It's like dress-up playland. It's like when my 3-year-old daughter puts on an Indian headdress and dances around in the house. But she's 3. She's supposed to role play. But you're an adult, and you go out and you do all these things, and it doesn't change who you are. That happens on the inside. And you tell me that your physical manifestation is a manifestation of what is on the inside. That is not a true action. An action is how you interface with the world and how you help others and how you stand up against scum. Because part of the equation in life isn't just fighting evil. It's also helping others. And it's not just helping others, it's fighting evil. It's getting scared. It's putting yourself in that position where you don't know what's going to happen. It's going across that line. It's having the will. And the establishment's taught you how to be scared, how to be furtive, how to be timid, how to be knee-knocking, how to be weak, how to shake, how to stay in your house afraid to talk to your neighbor, to never be involved in your society, to never strike out on your own in any way. And so you just sit there rotting and rotting and rotting and rotting and rotting while these people have their way with you. I don't want to watch them have their way with you anymore because, frankly, if they can have their way with you, they're going to have their way with me. I've got to get you to wake up so I survive, so my family survives. But that's at the conscious, cool, calculating, intellectual level that I bring you that news. I can't help my passion and my love for your liberty at a base instinct level. It manifests itself, the survival mechanism and the survival instinct that brought us this far in my loving you. Because it has to feel good. It's an instinct to help you. Helping people. Why does helping people feel good? Because it's good for the tribe. Why does having sex feel good? Because it's good for the tribe. Why does fighting feel good? Because when the time comes to fight with those that come against your tribe, it feels good. So they give you sports where you fight in your mind, where it isn't even real, where you spectate. They give you thousands of other flavors. And I sit there and I watch men swell up and act tough and change their attitude and raise their voices and walk around and wheel around from the nacho dip bowl. And all that, that's meant to take your fighting energies that you would use in business or life or the fighting energies to dominate your children so they won't go out and get on drugs, to have them respect you, to also teach them, and to teach them about the world, because if you don't dominate them, the government and the media will. All of that is there for you to lead. And I'm not up here on a high horse saying I'm perfect. Far from it. The point is you need to be conscious of these things, conscious of that road, because you're on this road whether you want to say you're on the road or not. And whether you want to try to be a spectator in life, you're not a spectator in life. That's the dirty trick. Is they teach you can just sit back and be in the sidelines and that everything's okay. No, off in the sidelines, off in the woods is where the wolves come, you fools. Hmm. I have committed myself to this 110%. And that word, committed, like you heard Ken Schneider say in the last hour, you know, why is Ron Paul working 14, 15, 16 hours a day? Why is he doing it? Why is he? Because he's committed. It's like when you jump out of that airplane, parachute or not, you're committed. It's a good feeling, too. Turning loose. It isn't even trust at that point. They call it trust in God. Fine, call it that if you want. Turning loose. It doesn't even matter about trust anymore. You have committed. You have engaged. You have entered into something new. Commit today to stop being weak. Commit today to have real strength. Commit today to make whatever sacrifices needed that the weak, that the women and children, that the old, that the crippled be protected. That is the first rule of being a human.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
All right, I'll get to your calls the next hour. I know we're loaded up here, and I just getting real with everybody here on air, how I really feel. I'm sorry if it's shocking to some. Let's pay some bills. In doing that, I'll also tell you about great products that I personally use. Both of these. Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, and eFoods Direct. And I'm going to tell you about both these great product lines. Interfood is the best green food out there. I mean, I'd probably bought 10 different brands every time. They either tasted bad, gave me stomach aches. And I was told, hey, go with this Austin-based company. It started right here in Austin. And later I called them, and they said, hey, we contacted you 3 years ago. They were fans of the show. What do you know? But The good news is they at least got hooked up with the Patriot Movement, though I didn't used to return phone calls for sponsorship. Now we do because I got so many employees. I better. We won't be around. So I go out and find sponsors I believe in, and one of them is Interfood. High-quality green food. Just really fantastic. 20 power-packed ingredients. Barley grass, wheat, corilla, spirulina, Dulse kelp. That's just, what's that, six of them. There's 14 others. Just go to Interfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com. Check it out. It's really great stuff. 866-762-9238. The food's been devalued from the farming and the rest of it. You know that. And this is just actual boiled-down food products. Boiled's the wrong word. It hasn't been pasteurized. It hasn't been heated to lose quality. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Or when you go to prisonplanet.com, link through on the right-hand side to interfood.com. And you can link through right there on interfood.com and get 10% off when you do that. They got a bunch of other products, too. And then, of course, there's eFoods Direct. I've gotten horrible food from them twice. My office, some of the folks in the office have bought little two-month supplies. It's really high-quality food. It's freeze-dried, so it's condensed. I mean, it fits in very small areas, massive amounts of food. And that's what I got in my attic. I got 2 years' supply for one person, so that's enough for my family for about 6-8 months. I need to get more. I'm just so busy fighting the New World Order, swinging my musket, that I don't ever fiddle with this stuff. That's what I hate doing, spending my time on taxes and bills and all this stuff, but rather just fight the New World Order. But, hey, what do you do? The point is, give them a call. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get an insurance policy you can eat, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. They really are fabulous folks, and need to get a store of food in. It lasts 10 years, and it's a great insurance policy for whatever comes down the road. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Huge banners on the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And continuing here, it's a big part of the solution. I have made 18 films. Or is it 17? I forget. There's two editions of Terror Storms. I count that as two. So I guess it's 18 with that. But Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement's out. It's excellent. Global Master Plan, NAU documented, the eugenics, all of it. I mean, it's an incredible film. I would think you'd want to have the DVD and then put more fuel in our gas tank to attack savagely the enemy. That's literally what we do here. And we got Loose Change Final Cut available for you. You can get it discounted with Endgame. When you get Endgame, you can get Endgame discounted when you get it with it. That's all at InfoWars.com with a bunch of other books and videos. The best stuff we found out there at discounted prices at InfoWars.com. You can link through the secure online shopping cart or at TruthNews.us. They got links to it over there, too. Kurt Nimmo does. Or get a 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download them all in super high quality right now. It is an armory waiting for you. I mean, you can go there, get a membership, 50 cents a day. You can go there, and you can just start burning them to disk, downloading them, and giving them to people. Whatever TV show you like, whatever issue I cover, whatever radio show, whatever film, my book, Paul Watson's book, put copies of them on disk, print copies of them out, run around and throw them in the air. I don't know, throw them in the air, fire shotguns at them, use them for placemats, birdcage liner, whatever you want. I mean, just go wild. Just start making thousands of copies of the films off the website, run around foaming at the mouth, giving it to everyone. That's going to get the job done. I mean, just putting your weight right up against the New World Order and saying, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a run for your money. Let's get it on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.